Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Our reading, titled Cling to Jesus, was written by Karen Huang. Dizziness struck me in the stairwell of the office building. Overwhelmed, I gripped the banister because the stairs seemed to spin. As my heart pounded and my legs buckled, I clung onto the banister, thankful for its strength. Medical tests showed I had anemia. Although its cause wasn't serious and my condition was resolved, I'll never forget how weak I felt that day. That's why I admire the woman who touched Jesus in Matthew chapter 9. She not only moved through the crowd in her weakened state, but she also showed faith in venturing out to approach him. She had good reason to be afraid. Jewish law defined her as unclean, and by exposing others to her uncleanness, she could face serious consequences. But the thought, if I only touch his cloak, kept her going. The Greek word that is translated as touch in Matthew 9:21 is not mere touching, but has the stronger meaning of to hold on to or to attach oneself. The woman tightly held on to Jesus. She believed he could heal her. Jesus saw, in the midst of a crowd, the desperate faith of one woman. When we too venture out in faith and cling to Christ in our need, he welcomes us and comes to our aid. We can tell him our story without fear of rejection or punishment. Jesus tells us today, cling to me. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Matthew chapter 9, verses 18 through 22. While he was saying this, a synagogue leader came and knelt before him and said, "My daughter has just died, but come and put your hand on her, and she will live." Jesus got up and went with him, and so did his disciples. Just then, a woman who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years came up behind him and touched the edge of his cloak. She said to herself, "If I only touch his cloak, I will be healed." Jesus turned and saw her. "Take heart, daughter," he said. "Your faith has healed you." And the woman was healed at that moment. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you for your love and for showing us that we don't have to feel ashamed and afraid. Thank you for accepting us and calling us your child. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Joyce Dinkins, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.